o'clock hour of Will Newstown
begins now. And while he squandered the egg hunt topic.
Yeah, I don't make mistakes like that usually.
Pretty big one. Yeah, I'm disappointed in you.
That was dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking. But I know what you were thinking for another topic that I don't want you to screw up because I think it's a really good one. Because I'm trying to ascertain where the Packers fan base is on one Brian J. Gutekunst. Because if you monitor our social media, if you go into the YouTube comments, which I'm way behind on those. I didn't really check them very much yesterday. I haven't checked them enough today to see where people are at. But
Michael in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments I saw said the only person on the show he legitimately hates is me. It's not very nice.
Well, wait,
that's not very nice.
Michael and you're giving Michael exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
If he had to make a statement like that, it is most likely because he speaks as if he hates all of us, which maybe he hate listens, which, again, that demographic counts, too.
I don't mind.
So we appreciate him tuning in.
Counts as one in the scorecard.
Exactly. So your question, though, was this. How much do you trust Goody? And I think it's a great, great question, much like I like the egg hunt topic as a great question that you ruined. How much do you trust Goody? Because you do have a reputation, fair or not, as a Goody stan. And you own that.
No, it's fair. No, it's very fair.
I think, you know, there are those that, because of the dynamic of our show, they think I am extremely anti-Goody, and you are very much pro-Goody. Whereas I think you are able to see his faults. You maybe don't emphasize them. And I am able to see his wins. What would you like to say?
No, I mean, I've emphasized he's made some really bad decisions. Goody's had some bad decisions. But I keep coming back to, you're a general manager in the NFL. Your job is to put your roster in position with your coaching staff to have opportunities to win championships. GMs ain't winning games at Lambeau on January 28th. Players and coaches are doing that. You're not blowing games in early January when your special team stinks. You know, so I get it. He has made some. He's had mistakes. He's done some things, and he's had some drafts that haven't been good. I've said that, but man, if last year didn't give you. Goody is not afraid to admit a mistake and move and find a solution. I don't know what to tell the Goody haters. Yes, the 2020 and 21 drafts weren't very good. I didn't defend him on that. But he got a starting quarterback out of it. Made a really tough decision. And it's worked. But this whole concept, and we used to say this all the time. This was, you know, right when our show started. In Ted, we trust. Should we have? Because his drafts at the back end, not great. In Goody, we trust. That's why I always lean on the Ronald Reagan quote.
Trust is but great. Verify.
Verification is better. Goody, we have trusted that he is very good at his job. He has been very good at admitting mistakes and identifying and giving solutions. Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs, the kicking spot. Now you could say, well, the kicking spot was on him. Yup. And instead of saying, we are going to wear this out, hey, we're going to solve it. We're going to find a solution. Backup quarterback. We didn't like where they're at. Let's go get Malik Willis. Without that, we're not even, oh God, can you imagine the conversations this offseason if Malik Willis wasn't on this team last year? So we can't just sit here and say, trust everything Goody does. Because that ain't right either. I don't want to be sitting here rubber stamping everything that Brian Gutekunst does. But he has done a good job getting into a spot where he has put his roster in these positions. But this year, there are some things that need to be addressed, or you're going to continue to see 6-7 seeds instead of being 1-2 seeds.
So I don't know what the season holds. You just happened to mention amid your somewhat convoluted telling of our trip to the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford that you saw Love is +2200 to win the MVP.
Yes.
Would you say that your Goody standum is based in part in your belief in Jordan Love, and that you are more bullish on him than maybe some of the rest of us are, who believe he's good, but he's got a lot to prove, and he is, as it turns out, despite that hot streak toward the end of the 23 season, not anywhere close to the two guys that came before him. And we were talking about him like he was the next in that lineage, and we were premature in that. Would you agree with that?
Here's what I would say. We crowned him too early as Packer fans. He is not the turnover machine and not running the football guy that we saw in the beginning of last season. He is more in line with what we saw, I think, at the back end of the season 2 years ago. Then that is the goal. That's what we hope. He needs to verify. I think Jordan Love has a chance to be a really good quarterback. Do I think that he has a chance to be one of the all-time greats? Not as we sit here right now. I can't say that. But again, fandom and I think punditry, everything is instant reaction. Everything is instant ramen. When I was over in Japan, I had some of the best ramen. It takes time. You got to develop a broth. You got to make a noodle. If you want to go to your local grocery, grab one of those Insta cups and fight. That's what a lot of us do. I'm asking, as a Packer fan, let's let this ramen fester and let's see what we got. Because let me tell you something. Ramen that you let a broth develop and you let it get its boldness and you let the noodles nurture and you let all the scallions and all the stuff you put in, it is a lot better than if I go to a local spot, grab one, fire some water in, throw it in a microwave and hope. You're going to get what you get. He's only 2 years in. Let the ramen develop. That's all I'm saying.
In fairness, he is entering his sixth NFL season. I don't think he gets the same degree.
He had 2 years, there was no water boiling. No water boiled.
I'll give you 20.
He never had his jersey on, Jay. First year, no jersey, no
right,
water,
okay.
No
okay,
broth.
So why does 21 also give him that then? 21 was the year that he started a game and was not very good.
Yeah, wasn't great. Nope.
22 was the year where they could have segued to him and gotten a haul for Aaron Rodgers, and the general manager who drafted him did not believe enough. That not only did he not segue to him, he also gave Aaron Rodgers $150 million, which hamstrung them with a $41 million dead cap charge then when they moved on from him.
And they were able was to happy to do it.
Yeah, he was very happy to eat that. Yes, that's what he told us. So my point is that your view of, not you personally, your collectively view of Goody hinges in large part, not entirely, but in large part, of how convinced you are that he got the quarterback right. And there was a time during the second half of the 2023 season when all of us, myself included, were on board with he got the quarterback right. I have since withdrawn that slightly. I agree with you. He has a chance to be a really, really good quarterback. He has a chance to be good enough for them to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But we have definitely overestimated him. There are fans in this fan base who want to make more excuses for Jordan than Jordan himself wants to make for himself. The injuries, certainly a factor. I would also add that the two guys you played with played through a hell of a lot worse than a groin injury and an MCL strain that he missed two games for. And he took some shrapnel early in the season because there were those who were thinking, well, Favre and Rodgers would have played through this, and he's not. Whether that was fair or not. Yes, there were. I'm telling you there were fans who felt that way.
I understand. Hey, J-Dub, I do this show with you. I hear from fans, too. I think most were relieved that he didn't blow his ACL and miss 7 weeks.
I didn't say most fans.
For an 8 week injury, he missed 2 games.
Come on, 8 week injury?
6 to 8 weeks was what the initial report was. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it was.
I think we're getting lost in the weeds here.
What's the weeds?
The key question you wanted to ask.
Your ramen.
Yeah, we got lost in the ramen for sure. Is where is your trust level in Goody? Tausch will answer that question. You can answer that question via the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Tausch needs to tell us about if his beer fridge was inviting Goody over for a couple of pops, it would have undeniably be full of Coors Light.
Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your trust level in Goody? 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more. We'll get your thoughts next. And Tausch's. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Into the YouTube comments, which is always fraught.
Good luck in there.
Jesse's fan club is still in full force. But look, do I think that Tausch is a bigger believer in Goody than me? Yes. Do I think that Goody is a better GM than some big-time Goody haters believe? Yes, obviously. But I do understand the fan base feeling of they don't feel as if he does everything he can to win now. That this concept of giving yourself a chance to have a chance, which I personally agree with, by the way, rubs some fans the wrong way. They think it's never going to result in an actual championship. And I disagree, but
I
do understand that that is kind of the mentality that bothers them, that Goody seems to have. And
Jason, quick question. Mm-hmm. I agree with your sentiment that you don't feel that way, and you've been, you know, ever since Goody lied to you, you've been a little more critical of him, which is fine. Personal relationships do matter. But when people say he hasn't went all in or done that, who said in 20 and 21 that we didn't go all in? He signed older veteran players. He did. You were a one seed both years. What else did you want him to do? I'm being dead honest. What else did you want him to do? You can't go all in every year. The league doesn't let you. You got to pick your spots.
I don't want to speak for fans.
This isn't Hard Rock Casino. You can't just keep firing chips in. Eventually, you got to go and either collect or revisit. The NFL isn't a casino. It's not all in, all in, all in, all in. That's not how it works.
Right, yeah. Goody's
and the fact that you saw 2 seasons of all in and a one seed with the most important one seed in the history of football, that should be a babe, Goot, instead of, well, if he had drafted Tristan Wirfs, he'd had a championship, or if this did happen. I don't know what else you want him to do. You know?
First of all, yes, it is not a casino. Goody cannot send his mom in to make decisions for him. Secondly, I think the feeling about, and again, I don't want to speak for fans. I think when you say they went quote-unquote all in 20 and 21, they kept the band together that was already existing and pushed things out into the cap future to keep the Rodgers veteran-laden team together, which Goody didn't probably really want to do in his heart of hearts. So he felt like he was doing something more than he wanted to do to keep those veteran players together. I'm not sure, but I think what most would argue is all in is bringing in additional pieces that you don't have already and adding to what you already have and figuring out ways. Because, look, the salary cap argument is a convenient criticism, as Mike McCarthy, I'm sure, will say on the Pat McAfee show, because it's an issue until you make it not an issue, right? It's a challenge. It's an issue. It's preventing us from doing these things until there's something you really want to do, and then you find a way to circumvent it and do something. And so I think that in my interactions with fans, their feelings about those seasons were there was opportunity to do more to give them an even better chance to get to where they wanted to go. You're right. They had number one seeds both years, but he could have done
at some point.
The number one seed doesn't guarantee a path to the Super Bowl. You know that.
Jason, from a general manager standpoint, if you tell them when the draft starts, hey, we're going to have a roster that's good enough to host every blanking playoff game in January, you sign up 100 out of 90 times. That's how often you sign up.
I don't know.
You can only do so much. You're going to say Odell Beckham Jr. Is that where that conversation is going to go?
I don't have a person in mind specifically. I'm just telling you what the sentiment was. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think? Fans can always say what they want, and that's great. I love it. Great.
Right.
I don't know what else you could tell a general manager to do than, hey, build us a roster, get us in position where we don't have to play the opening weekend, and everybody comes through our town to get to a Super Bowl. What else do you want a GM to do?
Right, and my pushback on you is that he had a guy who played at an MVP, won the MVP both of those years. So what is his, and again, I hate this argument, but I'm going to make it anyway.
You're going to penalize him for having an MVP quarterback.
How good is his roster without Aaron Rodgers making it better? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm asking it.
When Aaron Rodgers left and you brought a rookie quarterback in, you ended up being the first seven seed to beat a two seed.
Right. Rodgers was still here in 2022, you had such a crummy roster that you didn't even make the playoffs when he was playing with a broken thumb and did not play at an MVP level. True?
Why are you like, boop? Well, yeah, you got your quarterback doesn't get you into playoffs, too. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Right. Your
guys.
Number one receiver was Alan Lazard. Did you do a good enough job of giving the 2022 team a chance to win a title?
So when I hear you say this, and I'm not being blasphemous here, and I'm not saying this, then I'm almost wondering, like, are you advocating that Goody shouldn't even be the GM? Seven years.
No, come on. That's not what I said.
I just said,
the 2021 team that lost at home as the number one seed, listen to the names of the people on this team. And you tell me how many really good players were on this team. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Devontae Adams, no doubt. Aaron Jones, no doubt. Aaron Rodgers, no doubt. Right? Three really, really good players on offense. Alan Lazard, A.J. Dillon, Randall Cobb, MVS, Josiah DeGuara, Mercedes Lewis, Robert Tonyan, Equanimeous St. Brown, Juwan Winfrey, Amari Rodgers, Tyler Davis. These are all people that caught passes. Are there any good players in that group? A.J. Dillon was their leading rusher in 21.
Okay. So, Jason, here's the deal. You can't have it both ways. You had a roster that got the one seed. Obviously, they stunk in the playoff game, scored 10 points, got beat. Special team stunk.
Offense stunk, too.
You either think – I'm not arguing with you. So you either think that he's done a good job and you should trust him, or you think he blew it with a franchise quarterback and why are we still having him as our GM? Like, you can't. It's one or the other.
All right. If it's black and white to you, that's fine. To me, he's not as great as you think he is. He's not as bad as some people think he is. He is a
decent,
good GM.
I just said his last year.
I don't think he should be fired. I don't think he sucks.
Okay. So what do you want him to do?
What do I want him to do?
What do you
want
him to do?
If he's going to tell his play, because look, this all boils down to, and we're overdue for another break, but this all boils down to is he believes, as he said yesterday, which I really want to get to this exchange that we had with him, he believes that he has assembled a team good enough to win a title. And he's going to augment that with the draft picks. He augmented it with a guard and a nickel corner who they see as more versatile than the Raiders saw in Nate Hobbs.
Yep.
But when he made the urgency comment, and I have critiqued that multiple times, that was his way of saying, look, I've put together a good enough team. It's on you guys to have the urgency to play at the level that I expect you to. That is how I interpret that. I personally would prefer, you know what, I think I've put together a pretty good team, but I know there's more that I can do to give us a better chance, instead of putting it on the urgency of the players. That's my critique.
Okay.
I don't think that's overly harsh. I don't think that's unfair.
Okay, so if they are the seventh seed again and get beat by Philly or whomever, does Goody need to go?
I don't know what the new president is going to want to do.
There's no urgency then, because you're getting the same thing and you're asking for other stuff and nothing is getting improved. And now you've got 3 years in a row, you're a seventh seed, where 3 years ago you wouldn't even been to playoffs. At some point, you either have to say, I think Goody has done a really good job, or you say, eh, he's been average. He's been average.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's why I say you can't have it both ways. And I think I look at the big picture, and again, maybe I'm skewed, because I remember getting called and said, hey, Mike McCarthy just got fired. We need to do a two-hour show. We got issues. It's cold. Mason missed a 51-yard field goal, and they just lost to the stinking Cardinals. This thing is done. And then I remember, it didn't take long, they're in another blanket championship game. Ha! Didn't take long. I don't know who was accumulating talent doing that. I think it was Brian Gutekunst. And then I remember
Maybe it was having a new coach and a new offensive system. Why does Goody get credit for that, too?
And he was a part of that, too.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Tell us about Prize Picks.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
I just love the fact everybody sits there, and I am not saying that you shouldn't criticize.
Goody's so great. He cured polio.
Oh, come on.
Well, Jason is sitting there, and he is speaking for a lot of fans. A lot of fans have the you-know-what to say, if it happens again, he's got to go. And that's all I'm saying. If that's how you guys feel, say it.
You're totally trying to make this about my opinion instead of your own, which is fine. Tell us your opinion.
My opinion is he's a really good GM. My opinion, he's a really good GM. That's my opinion.
That's a really good GM at some point win a Super Bowl. Maybe this is the year.
No. There's been a lot of GMs that haven't.
Hmm. Okay.
Jason.
Ted Thompson won one. Ron Wolf won one.
Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award and winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody, and it's simple, more or less. Jesse, we had a good day on Saturday with the Bucks. Yanni, told you Halliburton wasn't going to go crazy. And I also thought Kuz was going to struggle, and of course he did. Prize Picks, the best place to get in on sports action in more than 30 states. that was a gimme. Prize Picks. Just get on board, download the app, use code WI. You got a Bucks game tonight, got a Lakers game. I love both of those. I'll get my picks out after I talk to Jesse and my mom. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Dame, 29 points, rebounds, assists. He is on
the board.
Oh.
He's got to be on a limited minutes restriction tonight, doesn't he?
If he's all go for game two of the playoffs.
Full tilt.
19.5 points. Just want the straight
points.
What's
Yanni's number? We'll get into Bucks talk in the next hour.
Kuzma, half a rebound, assist, or points.
Scrolling quite a ways to try and find it. 9.5 points for Kuzma tonight.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Just a fair and balanced coverage of the Green Bay Packers general manager, which I think I provide, but it's apparently open for debate. A couple of tweets that I think are very well done. On one side, our MVT, Matthew Kunin. One of Goody's biggest flaws, in the Coon Dog's opinion, is his typical developmental picks that have a lot to prove don't ultimately prove it. Now, LVN would be under that category this year, right? Saying, let the ramen develop, is giving Goody a pass on a trend. Mr. Tauscher, your response.
Listen, man, first off, Kunin's great. Goody ain't perfect. I've said that from the jump. He's made mistakes. His drafts, I think last year's draft is looking better. 2 years ago, draft looks pretty good, but got to take a jump. He had really bad drafts in 20 and 21 outside of Jordan Love. I can't sit here and tell you that that's not the case, because I'm not one of these guys. I'm not going to do the urine analogy, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to tell you something when I can see right here. Well, no, it is raining outside. Well, no, it's sunny. No, I can see rain coming
down. It's urinating.
I'm not – that ain't where I'm at. So, yeah, Goody needs to have a good draft. He needs to pick this. There is an urgency in this year's draft that I think is needed, especially with the couple of the positions that he didn't go get, but he said it yesterday to you guys. He doesn't view it the same way as fans do.
Yeah.
And you know what's great? That's awesome.
He shouldn't.
As we see Dobbs and Reed and maybe a corner pop up and say, he's right. Goody is right. Because if Goody ain't right, then everybody calling for jobs, I think it's fair. If you see a team that doesn't make the playoffs or is struggling again, you need to evaluate, because that would be 3 seasons that if you're limping in a 7 seed or worse, that's a problem.
Yeah, you seem to think that it comes down to what you view, how you view Love. I would say that there is a long list of players that we're not sure how good they are. Is Quay Walker good or not? Is Devontae Wyatt good or not? Is Christian Watson good or not? Sean Ryan, we already have kind of assumed he's going to be the odd man out. He'll start for another year, then they'll move on from him. Is Romeo Dobbs good or not? We agree Zach Tom is good. Kingsley Enagbare, is he good or is he not? Not sure. Lucas Van Ness, I don't know if he's good or not. Tucker Kraft, I know, is good, but I don't know about Luke Musgrave. I think Jaden Reed is good, but I'm not sure if Dontavian Wicks, who I thought might be the second coming of Devontae Adams, is good or not. Carl Brooks seems like he's okay. I kind of like having him on the team, but is Colby Wooden anything more than just a guy? I don't know. Those are the two drafts that make up a large portion of what this team is, and we don't know about them to say definitively this guy's good or this guy's not. They're all kind of in this amorphous blob, and I don't know. And that's why this year's so vital, in my opinion.
So how much do you think Packer fans trust Goody? And I don't know what the scale should be.
I don't want to answer for them. I want to read this tweet and then take a break and then discuss this some more. Frozen Fairways on Twitter. His handle is Golf Up North, which I think is good advice. There's a lot of good golf up north. Goody is better than most. He transitioned this team from QB12 and the cap mayhem, and the team hasn't missed the playoffs since. That's pretty dang impressive. A couple bad draft picks here and there don't define a GM. A competitive team year in and year out does. I think everything that Frozen Fairway says there is reasonable and accurate. There are fans, though, that would say a competitive team year in and year out is insufficient. And if we sit here and say that they're another 7 seed and they punch out in the first round in a road game again, and we're talking about, well, should they fire him? I don't know, because if you're a 7 seed and you win 11 games but you don't win the division and you're playing on the road and you lose, you're competitive year in and year out. There's no denying you're competitive, but is that enough? Because it's not competitive town. Goody says it as much as anybody. They call it title town for a reason. All right, I want to get to more text on the Carbless Talk and text line and more of your thoughts on this, because it is, in my opinion, a nuanced conversation. We'll push back trivia to a little bit later in the show, but Tausch needs to tell us about another fun game, and that is the contest that we have going on with Kohler Services and the shower replacement opportunity that you will have.
Yeah, if you think that your shower is one of the ugliest in Wisconsin, we got a great little gambit for you. Upload a photo of that ugly shower or bath to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest for a chance to win a free shower remodel. You heard me correctly. One lucky fan will win a free shower remodel from Kohler Services, including design consultation, demolition, and a removal of your stank existing shower or bath. You get that installation of the brand new Kohler Lugstone shower. Upload that photo again by April 30th to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. Or I'm going to tell you this. Grab that ESPN Wisconsin app. It's beautiful, right? Put it right up on your phone. Click, and even I'm, you know, not the savviest. You go, and then there's a little tab. It says contest. Beep. Hit contest. Go down. You got the new shower from Kohler. Click. You put your info in. Bang, bang, boom, upload the photo. Who knows? You could have that brand-new Lugstone shower. Make sure you do it by April 30th.
I clearly need to update my ESPN Wisconsin app because I'm not getting the sound effects that Tausch is getting from his.
What do we think of this ugly shower on the YouTube
stream? That's a
streaming.
Very small place to stand.
Yeah.
Shower.
Not conducive for some members of the team here.
No.
It comes down to this. With Goody, we've talked about whether you believe in him or not a lot. Do you want him as your GM or not? I say yes, you do. I don't think that he's so bad that you're ready to move on.
I just listened to your last half hour.
You know what? I don't think you listen. If that's what you think,
oh, no,
then you
I
weren't
did.
Listening.
Well,
no,
I listened.
Weren't. Keep listening to Wilde and Tausch. More next.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
On the private talk and text line, not Pipe Jim, and I'm not going to give this person's identity. That last segment put me over the top. You're not asking for Goody to be fired. You're being fair in your critique. Tausch's stand-em for Goody does you no favors, bud.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I would agree.
LePay is Team Wilde. Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, I think you can sit there and say nice things about Goody and also say if it doesn't go well, he should be gone. But nobody wants to say that. So I get it. There is nuance with everything.
What does doesn't go well mean? What, like... Let's just
seven seed and get knocked out again first round. If our fans feel like they we regressed from what we saw last year, there are big questions that need to be answered. And the question, I guess, is do you put it more because you said this, I believe that Goody restocked the roster really well from when Ted left it and where we saw from Mike getting fired to losing to San Francisco and getting run over. I thought he did a great job. I thought he did a great job getting us in position to be the one seed 2 years in a row. Thought he did a pretty good job of handling the transition of Jordan Love. Last year was the first year that I was kind of like, this ain't great at the end of the year. Now, I look at it more as, why were we playing sloppy football in January? I don't necessarily believe that's Goody, but I could be wrong. So you're really saying, is it coaching or is it the players? And if you went through that list, and Jason, you went through a long list of players that need to be really good players. They're either going to be or they're not. And is it coaching or is it, if that many of the guys are not good players, then it's on Goody. If all that list that you just went through, all of those wideouts and the D linemen, in first-round picks, if none of them are contributing, that's on Goody.
You agree.
And if that happens...
You agree that we don't know about those guys.
I totally agree.
Okay.
Yes.
As is always the case, from the Carbless Talk and Text Line, can I get an I agree with Wildy shirt? No, we don't make those. Those are not available. But I appreciate your support. Look, as is always the case, it's never one or the other. And that's what I hate about sports commentary. Is it the coaching or the general manager? Well, no blank blank. It's most likely both. Some of the players were bad picks, and you could have had the greatest coaching staff in NFL history, and they're still not going to be good enough. And in other cases, the guy's good enough, and the coaches didn't find the right buttons to push to develop them into good players. No, it's not cut and dried. But let's go back to the Marty Schottenheimer era when there were teams that he had that went 14-2 and then lost
and
in the playoffs.
And somebody got fired.
And he got fired.
And somebody got fired. Yep.
So do we want to be those? Do we want to be that organization? Do we want the Packers firing Goody or firing LaFleur if they go, if they're the sixth seed? Let's not even say they're the seventh seed. Let's say they're the sixth seed, but they still have to go on the road, and they still get beat. Do we really want a clean house? To suggest that you can be critical and that that means that you think they should be fired is just unfair. I can be critical without saying they deserve to lose their jobs. And I don't believe Goody at any level needs to be fired. But he needs
this
to do
season,
more. So does the coach.
Jordan Love. If
so
Jordan Love plays, if Jordan Love plays similar to worse than he did last year, and they end up in the eighth spot, which is one spot out of the playoffs, you're telling me nobody needs to go? You're telling me everything's hunky dunk? What are you telling me then?
I just said if they made the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, then that's a different discussion. Also, if Jordan Love is mid, we have a much bigger issue here then. Because you paid your quarterback.
What was he last year? What was he last year? Above mid?
Hurt.
Like, what are you putting him at?
Mid-ish. Like, I know the QBR had him in the top five. The eye test would say he didn't play at that level. You can give him some grace because of the injury. So that's why, again, I don't want to discuss last year. I want to say that I want to see how he plays this year. But if he's mid this year, then you have a problem. Because you paid the cost of doing business to a guy that has not delivered at the level that you thought he was capable of because of the way he finished the 23 season. And if he's mid this year, you have to acknowledge that the aberration was the second half of 23. It was not the injury-induced midness of 24. That's why this year is such a big year. I personally think he's going to play better than he did last year and slightly worse than he did down the stretch of the 23 season.
So what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't? What if he's mid-ish again this year? What does Green Bay do? What do you do, Jason?
We get to the 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch so we can talk a little Bucks playoffs. And Tausch tells us about his love of UW Credit Union, where now he, like me, is a member.
I am a member, and for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. People ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union? Is it to keep your banking local? Yep. Is it the member-first service? Absolutely. Great perks like early payday. Definitely love that. But honestly, between us, Bucky, can't say no to that beauty. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, but this just makes sense. It was great. The spring showcase, that was partnered up with UW Credit Union. UW Credit Union is out in your community. Become a UW Credit Union member. Get that Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.